Oma, oma. יוכל יתמין. ויקבל פקדונס מן הנוכרי. ולין את הברייסה יוכל יתמין ויקבל פקדונס מן הנוכרי. תלמוד לא אמר לא ימוצא. תלמוד לא אמר לא ימוצא. אינה אלת מקבל פקדונס מן הנוכרי. פרק דגמורה או אמרס רישה. שלחו אי אתו רויה, אבל אתה רויה של אחים ושל גבויה. יולרת אף חומץ של גוי. So the man of the Gemara is asking a kasha, so why you can't be mekabel pigdoines min anochri? And the Braisa says, yochol yekabel pigdoines min anochri. Talmud lo yimar lo yimotze. You're not allowed to be mekabel pigdoines min anochri. So the Gemara, but you said, shel choye atoroye, aber atoroye shel achirim vishel govoya. Now it's interesting, bepshat, that the Gemara doesn't understand that I'm allowed to see chomet shel goy. But I'm not allowed to be mekabel pikdoinus. It's not seeing chomet shel goy. It's receiving a pikotin from the goy. You're right, the Gemara will answer in a second something similar. I'm just saying, it's mashma from the Gemara before she answered, loikashe ho de kobila leachrayes, ho de loy kobila leachrayes, from the fact that this is stam chomet shel goy, and this is a chometz of a goy that the goy gave him, and he's a shomer of the chometz of the goy. The Gemara doesn't see a difference. So what if he's mekabel pikodin min anochri? If shelcho yeh atoroya, aval atoroya shel achirim v'shel gavoya, I'm allowed to see chometz shel goy in my house. So what is the difference if I'm mekabel pikodin min anochri? So what if I'm mekabel the pikodin min anochri? This is the reason the Gemara is asking a kasha, a stira. Oma, mar yochel ikabel pikdoinus nanochi talmud lo imar. Lo imotze. Ho amres rei, sheshelcho yi atoroya, aber atoroya shel achirim ushel gavoya. I'm allowed to see chomet shel goy. And the Gemara understands, if I'm allowed to see a chomet shel goy, so there's no chisoron, even the mikabel opikodin from a goy. Zog the Gemara lo ikasha. Ho de kovil ale achrayes, ho de loy kovil ale achrayes. Again, the chiluk is not if I'm a shomer or not. The shayla if I was mekabel achrayes or I'm not mekabel achrayes. Ke ho de omar lo urobe le bnei mechoi ze bairu chamir chamir o de bnei chelo mebetaychu keibun de ilu migna ve ilu midbar bishusaychu koyu bo izi shlume ke de lecho in domi. Ve'os. So the Gemara answers, "Hod the kabel alachrayes, hod the loy kabel alachrayes. Chomet shel nochri you're allowed to have in your house, but if you mekabel achrayes and the chomet shel nochri, you're not allowed to have that chomet in the house. This is beitzim the teretz of the Gemara. Now, before we start the sugya, what is called kabel alachrayes? So there's three shitas. Teisus above mitzia daf pei beis, amud beis, says the kabel alachrayes means Achrayes onsin. And even if it gets lost or burned by oynes, he has to pay. It's achrayes onsin. Like this, the Meiri brings down here b'shem Teisves. And the Rios. And the same thing Rabbi Luchananel here, when he brings down the Gemara and Mechoyze, he says, Ve'afilim ovad yisraelechem b'oynes ein mashgichim. The soldiers. ואפילו עובד הלחם באוינס. So אחראיס has to be אחראיס אונסים. The Rambam, פרק דלת הלוך הגימל, learns it's enough to have אחראיס of גניבה ועבדה. And the Rosh brings down like this בשם יש מפורשים. And the Bahag learns the Rosh brings him down. Even a Shemir Chinam that is Chayev Bepshia, it's enough Kabbalah Sachayis. Now I want to explain. We'll have to learn. It's a Sugi Hiv Dovah HaGoyim. The moment of Achayis, Chometz of a Goy I'm allowed to have. But if I'm Kibbalah of Achayis, I'm not allowed to. And we have three Shittas. Shittas Ateisis Achayis Onsi. Shittas HaRambam, achrayes gneiva ve'aveda. Zidi yesh mefoshim in the rosh. Shtekel mashma like the Rambam. Rabbi said bnei mechoyze ilu migna ve'ilu midbar. Also, Rabbi spoke about gneiva ve'aveda. And we have the Bahag that said even shem rechima. Now, before I explain the machlekes, I want to explain why it yells and it screams that we have to explain it. Uptaitchen. Why we have to explain it? The Gemara says, Be'etzem the chometz belongs to the goy. But while the Yisrael was mekabel achrayes, the Yisrael is over baliroi balimotze. This is the sugya we're going to learn. And in a second, we'll learn the sugya. We'll learn the sugya le'at mesudar poyedos. I'm asking why the Gemara will say words that it's goyrem lemomen. It could cause to me that I will have to pay. It could get lost. I have to pay. So maybe I want it not to get lost, right? Now, it could cost me momen, if I'm pusher, I will have to pay. It could cost me momen, if it would be stolen, I will have to pay. It could cost me momen, even if it dies, I have to pay. But it's goyim le momen, I need it. Order for the pshia. Other, if it be a gneve ve'aveda, or if it be a oynes. So, be'etzem, when we learn the sugya, listen carefully. When we learn the sugya, if it's a musak that something that causes me money, if it's lost, I need to pay. I need it not to be lost, that I would not have to pay. So even if I'm only chayev and gneve ve'aveda, lemaisa, I need it not to get stolen. And if it gets stolen, I have to pay. So b'meile, it's called my chometz. Why I would need dafka chiyuv onsi? And why I would need even gneve ve'aveda? Even if it's a pshia, I would have to pay. So I need it not to get lost b'pshia. And it could cause me a hefsed moment b'pshia. I'm just explaining. Ari, the chometz is not mine. The chometz is not mine. It belongs to the goy. Shulcho yeh atoroyeh, but atoroyeh shel achirim v'shul gavoyeh. V'ayla was mekabel achrayes, I'm chay. So we will start, and I'm saying, especially first miming the three shittas before we see the sugya. Then when we see the sugya, we'll have to over again ois cheshbin if it fits. What is the shalosh shittas? The Shittas HaTosfos and B'Metzia Peibes and the Meiri brings down B'Shmom and the Shilta HaGiborim B'Shem Deriyaz and Rabbeinu Chananel has to be a Chiyuv Kabbalas Onsi. Not only Gnevi Ve'Aveda, even if it gets lost by Oynes, I have to pay. And Shittas HaRambam, it's enough Kabbalas Achrayes of Gnevi Ve'Aveda. And Shittas HaBahag that the Rosh brings down, even Chiyuv Pshia, Shem Echinom, it's called Kabbalas Achrayes. And we'll start. The first shita that holds Chiyuv Onsim is the easiest shita. Has to be that it's mamish goyrim lemomen completely. I need it because if it gets lost, I mamish need Kabbalas Achrayes in Gansen and Gansen. I don't know why, but that's what that shita holds. And the Bahag, if it's epis kabbalas achrayes, it's epis goyrem lemomen, so it's called chometz. The two sides of the shittas are the easy to understand. Only you need a fully kabbalas achrayes be'oynes, but every I'm a mishnid and I'm a chroy in ganzen. If it disappears, I have to pay. Or epis kabbalas achrayes is also enough. But the shittas Rambam that decided you don't need kabbalas achrayes of onsim, but it's not enough pshia. You have to have a Kabbalas Achrayes of Gneiva Ve'Aveda. Mimonafshach. If what it causes me money, if something happens to it, so even Pshia is enough that it's causing me money. And if you say that you need a fully Kabbalas Achrayes, so say Kabbalas Oitzim. Why the Rambam and the Yeshmefoshim and the Rosh took a middle Shita? Why they took a middle Shita? Kabbalas Achrayes, But the middle shita that they took is the Kabbalah Sachrayas, not Kabbalah Sachrayas of Ansi, but it's not enough Kabbalah Sachrayas of Pshia. Has to be Kabbalah Sachrayas of Gneiva Vaveida. Zog the Welt, very poshut. Rabbi Nochananel holds, I need a fully Kabbalah Sachrayas. That makes sense only if it's Mamish. I have a Chayas on everything that happens, it's called Kabbalah Sachrayas. Again, we'll have to explain why you need a fully, but he needs a fully. The Bahag says, no, if it's Epis Kabbalah Sachrayas, is enough. If it's Epis Kabbalah Sachrayas, is enough. What is that middle sheet of the Rambam that it's enough Kabbalah Sachrayas of Gneiva Ve'Avrida? Zog the Welt. The Rambam also holds Epis is enough. The Rambam holds Shomer Chino Be'etzem is not Chayav in nothing. Pshia, the Rambam says, is Midin Mazik. The Rambam in Hilchos Schirus brings down that Pshia is Midin Mazik. The Hainu. Shemechino is potul. Why is Chayev b'pshia? Medin mazik. So why are you not Chayev medin pshia when you're mazik? The Torah says, a normal person, I have to look after your stuff. Shema, you told me it's okay. So I left it. I was sure it would be okay. You are pshia, you are mazik. The fact that you agreed to look after it, and you are pshia, you are mazik. But not the pshat, that you really chayev out something that happened to the chayevitz. Mele the Rambam holds, if he was only mekabel shemirchinam, it's not goyrim lemomen. I'm asking you, every chometz in the world, someone else puts chometz in your house. It's goyrim lemomen. If you burn it, you have to pay him. It's not goyrim lemomen. I'm not a chroy on it. So be'etzim again, we have three shittas. Later on, we have to understand the lomdus of them. They're always saying them very simple. The Shittas HaTeisis, the Achrayas has to include everything. We don't know why, but as I said, Achrayas means Achrayas on everything. We'll explain on this, why it makes it that it's mine. We have to understand why it makes it like it's mine. But Achrayas makes it that it's mine. And Shittas HaBahag, if it's Epes Achrayas, so B'mele, I need it for something that could happen to it, so it causes money to me in some kind of cases, that is enough that valid could cause some money for me, or if it gets lost, I need it not to get lost, I need it for something, for a pshia, it's called goyrem lemomen, it's enough to be mechayev. Why the Rambam said the middle way, not manufshach, other achrayis in ganzen, other epes, goyrem lemomen, it's goyrem lemomen. Why will have to be a middle madrege? That is the koishi when we start again, b'oifen poshut. Well, there's Hashem, this sugi will be klol. It's a beautiful sugi if you boil it nicely. It's a shas sugi, Be'etzim. So we say, Be'etzim, the Rambam holds Epes is also. Just he holds Pshia is not even Epes. Pshia, the Rambam holds in L'chus Chirus, that Pshia is Mita Mazik. B'mele, Vali holds Pshia is Mita Mazik, so it's not called Kabbalah Sachayis B'Shem Achinom. It's not good in a shum moment. If he's Pshia, he's Chayim because he was Mazik. B'mele, it's not called Gerim Lamom. This is the easy way. Rebbe Elchanan and Kovet Shiurim wants to take this machlekes to the next step. And again, we're looking at it now, kilu before the Suya. We just read the Gemara of Kabbalah Sachrayas. That the tastes that hold you after Achat Chiyuv Ansim, he doesn't hold Stam Gerim Lamom. We'll see later. Not Stam something that is Gerim Lamom. Tesis learns, at least in Chometz, it has to be the opposite. Why a person is Chayev Boilus? What is the pshat? You take a shawl, you borrow a shawl from someone, it dies, you have to pay. Why you have to pay? It died. Mamash didn't do nothing. What is the pshat? Why am Chayev Boilus? What I could do? Mamash, oynes ma'ashamayim, redishkin oynes, it died. Not listim, it died. Malachamovis Mali Yochem Mali Osm, it will die by you also. So why am Chai Boilus? What? What do you mean a part of the deal? So this is the reason. Why? The answer is, it be'etzem becomes mine. If I return it, I'm potul. So be'etzem, when I take it, I owe you the money already. I have a way to give it back. If it died, I can't give it back. Somewhere that I'm chayev ba'ansim, it's not the pshat that when it dies I owe you money. Chas v'sholem, lo yale ala das, why I will owe you money? Part of the deal. Can't say? No. The getter is, I take it, I'm mischayev, I'm koinet, and I have a chiyuv to give it back. And if it died, I can't give it back. But mele, the tesis holds only the chay gavne that I'm chayiv be'onsim. It's called that the chometz is mine. That the chometz is considered mine. It's not enough to have stam ischayivasim. So the shita that holds oynus, the bachon already is meisif now, that we need a bit more from stam a goyim lemamed. We'll see later, maybe every goyim lemamed will have to be that gedda. But not stam, I have a chayivas, and if it gets lost, I have a problem. So I want it not to get lost, so it's called goyim lemamed. No, this is not mechayiv, not a gneva v'aveda, what also could do. The thesis holds to be mechayiv and baliroi and balimotza, there has to be the gedda like a shoyim. And be'etzem, it's mine. So when I'm a chayim be'onsim, it's not stam a t'nai that I'm promising you, I will pay onsim. So you're right, I'm not a shoyel here. I'm a regular shoyma. And it's a big chiddush to say that this is the way to look at a shoyma. Yeah, a person takes a shmir and he takes a guarantee that he gives it back in every price. So I've had it, the easy way to understand is like you're saying, you know, he gets a lot of money paid. So Shem Esochel, he's getting hundreds of money, and he has responsibility to give it back in every condition. That is the easy way to learn it. But we can understand that the getter of chiyuv onsim is not the pshat, I'm getting it with a ischaibes to pay. No, the pshat is be'etzem, I have to give back the tmura sacheifet. If I could give it back, I'm potu. If it died, I can't give it back. B'meila, I have to pay my algemein chiyuv. That is the reason that it's called goyim lemomim. Now, Rabbi Chonin carries on and clearing, if the Rishonim that did not say chiyuv oynus, they learned that even a lower madrege of goyim lemomim is enough, or not, they also agree that goyim lemomim has to be that be'etzem I owe the money, I just have a way out. But if I don't owe the money, it's not called goyim lemomim. Just they learned that even b'gneiva ve'aveda, that is the gedda. I be'etzem owe the money if I can't give it back. But as a halacha, that if it's a oynes, when you have only mischayiv gneiva ve'aveda, then I'm potu. But not that they were choylik. So this is the Rebbe Elchanan goes back and forth. We'll have to see later in the Hemshech HaSugya. But the shit is that old oynes is for sure like that. That the gedder of the mechayev of oynes is this Rebbe Elchanan's teira, that it b'meile, why they said, the Gemara is achayis, why they said oynes? Because they learned if it's not a chiyuv oynes, if it's only a chiyuv pshi and gneva v'aveda, stam a mechayev will not make the chometz to be mine. Again, if it's only in chometz or if it's b'kol ha'tirei kulo, we'll have to later see. Now the other sheet is Rebbe Elchanan is misupik b'teich advarim if the pshat they disagree to this whole shtickle thing and they learn a big gerim lemomen like all you learned before. Stop, a gerim lemomen is called a gerim lemomen. That was enough for them to be considered gerim lemomen. Other no, they hold even b'gneiva v'aveda this is the way to look at it. Well, mamshich the gemara. Kehodo amalu rova lebnei mechoyze beiru chamira lebnei chelu mibetaychu keimu beilu mikna beilu mitbar b'shos chakai uboi leshnume kide lechoyin dom yivas. Here is a very interesting Rambam. We'll have to later get back to this Rambam. But the Rambam is a modne modne Rambam. What is the case of Nechelu? So the way it's Pepashas and Rishonim is Mashma, what they did, the army would come to the city, they had dough or flour, and they would stop in the houses and they would give it to the people in the city. They had to bake it, make bread for the soldiers, and then the soldiers got back the bread. But the chutzpah, the people had to do the job for the soldiers. If it got lost in the meantime, you'd have to pay. They gave the people to work for them, but they had to pay. So the shaila is, and this is the way the king does it. The Rambam, when he brings down and Perek Dalet Alochet Dalet Goy Anos Shehivkid Chemtze Yitzil Yisroel. The Yisroel was not masking like the case here. The Goy comes, puts it, I'm coming back in 2 days, I wanted to see baked. If it's not there, you'll have to pay me. But the Yid doesn't have to pay. Yid has to pay it. The guy has a gun. He says, if you're not giving me back the money, I will kill you. The Rambam says, even so, the yid is over bali roi bali motzi. Why? Because if the chometz would not be around, the guy would force it. Look in the Rambam. Goy anos shehiv kirchem tzayet el Yisrael im yoidea Yisrael shimo v'adonik v'abmechay v'leshalot v'koyfeyu v'oin tzoy leshalot avat mishaloy kibon lo v'achrayes הרי זה חייב לבערוי שרי נחשב כאילו הוא שלוי מפני שמחייבו יענס באחריוס זאת אומרת נראה לי, what is the שייכס? Our sugi is kibel achrayes. That's the way we explained it. When I get it, it's mine. I owe you money. I can give it back. That case is gomish. I, the case of Bnei Mechoizo, Mechu Adir, the Yidden, were not accepting it. So the Raivet, Dir is Choy Kamelech. This was the law in the country. So it's considered that it's a Choy. But if someone knocks on your door and puts chometz and tells you that if you don't give it back and you'll be in charge, you'll have to pay Mechetesa. So they had a freim shtels on it. L'chure, the Rambam is a mod nezach. Our sugya we set up so you saw it from kibbel olav achrayes. But without kibbel olav achrayes to say that the yid will be that it's considered achrayes because punk the goy will take money from it. But as it belongs to the goy, I don't owe him nothing. I don't have no shaykhes. Grad, if the goy doesn't see it, he will kill me. He will take my money if I don't pay him back. This is called kabbalas achrayes. Mechitesi that such a zach is called Kabbalah Sachrayitz. There's no svara to say that it's called Kabbalah Sachrayitz. As if like the right. In a second, we'll have to miyash. What is the pshat in the Rambam? It's a very shver Rambam. Maybe again, to be megale, what is the pshat in the sugi here? This Kabbalah Sachrayitz is not a regular Kabbalah Sachrayitz. We'll mamshich the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, hay nicha leman de oma. Dovor agoyrim lemomen kemomen domi. Elo leman do omar lav kemomen domi maike lemeima. Why is chayev? Shaini ochi de omar lo imotze. Shaini ochi de omar lo imotze. Veigedam mifakir. Ayni chema no agom lemomen lav kemomen domi ayni li itzich lo imotze. Elo leman do omar kemomen domi lo imotze lo mo li itzich sakidai do chamino oil vi isse oda beinel shusikoy komashmolo. Come we'll see the Gemara slowly. First pshat. Hay nichel man do amar dovor agoyim le momen ke momen domi. So what? So vay, it's causing money, so it's like momen. Elo le man do amar lav ke momen domi, maike le meima. Shaini ochi do amar lo imot. So it's the ore bepshat, and I want you to get good before we start the lomdus. To have first the ore bepshat in the sukkah. Hay nichel man do amar dovor agoyim le momen ke momen domi. So vayl es kabbalas achrayes yoiver bali roe bali motze. Ela le man do amar lav ke momen domi. So lechur why am yoiver bali roe bali motze? And the Gemara answers dechsiv lo imot. I'll ask you a shaila first b'pshat. Hay nichel man do amar dovor agoyim le momen ke momen domi. Then it's good. Then it's good to man doma doma agir le mamin ki mamin domi. Then it's good to man doma doma agir le mamin ki mamin domi. Why it's good? Well, it's good in the mamin. So why you need a pasuk of loy motzah? Right, the Gemara will ask it later. Why you need a pasuk of loy motzah? Why I niche? It's a droshe. Yochoil, yekabel pikdoinus min anochi, talmud loy mar loy motzah. Well, it makes sense. Why it makes sense? You don't need a pasuk. And if you need a pasuk, find the reason. So what do you want from the other man doma? Ele man doma laf ke mamen domi, why you chayev? Zog de gemore, nechsiv lo imotze. Verstehe. Why was nichel man da omar dover agir le momen ke momen domi that you oivu bali roi bali motze? Why it's nichel? Because it's like causing momen, so it's called like it's mine. We don't know what it means yet. What is this girl le momen? I will explain. Alamo the shayla will be dover agir le momen ke momen domi. You could yaitze that ad minim, it's called lochem. It's called lochem. So why in chomes it's called? That kasha you have to get back in the hemshach. Just to be mamchish, that we have a chiddush in the sugya here. that it's called lochem and yoyim bali roi bali motze. But the Gemara is in this shlav, and I'm saying to boy oish the sugya. The Gemara in this shlav is asking a kasha, and she says she understands the drosha lemandol maldover agirim lemomen kemomen domi. El lemandol malav kemomen domi. So why I'll be oivel? It's a drosha. But why the Gemara says that lemadoma laf kemam and domi it's niche? Why it's niche? You don't need, so why you need a drosha? Now the next lishne will take a say it. Ike de amri, hay niche lemadoma laf kemam and domi, hay nu de itzich leimotze. You should do baal me laf kemam and domi. Ela lemadoma kemam and domi. Lo imotze lo moli. Why I need a pasuk? And the Gemara answers, "Itzo sal kedai to chamino oil v'chiisa odar beine la b'shul sikoy komash malo." So okay, so the lishne basra says it, but the shayla what lishne kame holds? Again, if it's a svara, so why the Gemara then asks, why I need a pasuk? The Gemara says, "Bishul man amar kemam and domi, everything is good." You have a pasuk. The Gemara Nudin is a pasuk. This is what she answered him. So why she understood that Manoma kemam and domi, you need a pasuk. It's maybe a smaller ora bepshat, but why it's wichtig again and again to understand that, because we will start to build a sugmacha mubez Hashem, finish the sugya to be very close. It's a sugya muma. If you learn it close, it's one of the nicest sugyas. That is epis here the whole time, vice toys, that the Gemara says, Hay nichel leman de omar, dover agir lemom el kimom en domi, but the pasuk will need the pasuk. The Shnekame understands. Leman de omar, lav kimom en domi, doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, gzer as a gosuk, even with the pasuk. But the whole time the Gemara, even leman de omar, kimom en domi, she knew that you need a pasuk. Then Lishne Basra really says not like that. We have to understand what's happening in Lishne Basra. Lishne Basra says the kasha is fakir. Mishne me lav kemomen, I need a drosha. Ela na d'omer kemomen, why I need a drosha? So this is the Oreb Pshat. It's not a kasha. So Malapati, she says, yeah. The Gemara just said it right away. I saw one before. She says, yeah, two delicious at one person. He can't say everything at one time. He started. There's one more ore bepshat before we start to go into the sugya. The Gemara says, "Dovor agoyrem lemomen kemomen." I want to ask you before we look into the lashonas of the Gemara, what is the pshat that dovor agoyrem lemomen kemomen? So it's called. What is the pshat dovor agoyrem lemomen kemomen? It's considered what? Moment. So if we can sit moment, so it's my chometz. So if you would have to write, then man da'omar dover agir un moment ki moment, domi, you understand, what do you understand? That why I'm oifu bali roya bali motze, why? Because it's mine. But these are the words you'll write. If you have to write the Gemara, forget about not the posuk. Le man da'omar dover agir un moment, why you oifu bali roya? Because it's causing money. So it's worth for me money if they get lost. If what it'll be the pshat with the chayes with gneve, but it's called mine. But that is the pashtus of Gemara. Is there ore bepshat? I want to read with you again the Gemara, and we will see the Gemara says everything chutz from that. Come, we'll read again the lashon of Rove. Look in Rove. The omalu Rove lebnei mechoyze. Bairu chamiro de mechele mi besaichu. Why? Kevon di lumigna vi lumidvar. How you write now, without looking inside. How you write it? Kevon di lumigna vi lumidvar boyeshlomi. Tidilachoy indami. Right? Look how the Gemara writes it down. Kevon di lumigna vi lumidvar birshusaichu koi. Why you can't raise these two words, birshusaichu koi? No.
The Melech gave it to you. You don't want it, but because it's
Birshu Seichu. Not because Birshu Seichu. Kevon di lumigna v'umidbar bo yeshlumi kidi lechoin domi.
That's
Tengut, don't get mixed up. Every time you become a chayis, you either baliro. If it's yoitzer for the lulav, I said we'll speak later. That is the sugya. The Gemara says that dover a goyer in the moment. Come on, we'll see us get to the ganshas. It's a shas sugya that is in these four lines, and nowhere else in shas it's clear exactly what is the gather. But stated in the Gemara that you either baliro. The meister the Gemara says you need a pasuk, and the second we'll see why you need a pasuk. But the Gemara says it's goyer in the moment. Come on, and we explain. The Moshe, we said the first pshat in Achrayis. It's mine, be'etzim kilu because mine, I have to pay you. So it's mine. So this is what the Gemara had to say.
How is it great at the moment?
Because it causes me money.
How?
If it gets lost.
Not
because I'm mekabel achrayis, it's not in my reshus and your reshus. I'm mekabel achrayis now and everything gets stolen in Tel Aviv. I'm also so this I'm asking. So why the Gemara says, b'shusay chukoi? Asking a kasha. Now, don't say lav dafke. Look in the end of the Gemara, how the Gemara repeats it. Ike de amri, hayni chelevan doma. Dover agar le momen, ke lavke momen domi, hayni de itzich lo imotze. Ele le mandoma, ke momen domi, lo imotze lo moli, itzich. The second we'll explain this itzich. Sal ke daito chamine, hoil v'chi ise hodar beheine, Lav ki dilechoin domi. Vali has to give it back, so it's not called that it's his. That is the noise of the sugya. If the goyim le moment is called mine, or the goyim le moment is not called mine, yeah, that's the shaila of the sugya. What is the shaychas? The words of b'shusai chukoi. Again, it's a ore, the vibe we're moving the ore to the side. The vibe we're learning, like all of us understand, goyim le momen means it's causing me momen. The moshul, one of the cases in Shas of goyim le momen is, well, to get back to it, a person steals chometz before Pesach from his friend. That's because bali roe bali motze. He stole boxes of chometz. Now, chometz, Pesach passed. So now the guy, the Nigmav, comes to base and he has to pay me. So the halacha is, if the chometz is bein, oimer lo yarei shel cholef onecho. Everyone learned bobekame. Even that it's worth nothing, oimer lo yarei shel cholef onecho. Forget about if the ganav is oimer bali roi amad amotza. It's not nogiana. A guy goes and burns the chometz. Now the ganav has to pay. So the ganav goes to the guy that burned the chometz and says, pay me, you burned the chometz. Says, it's chometz after Pesach, it's worth nothing. Says, you're right, there is no market, but for me, it's worth a lot. Why? Because if I have it, I could give it back. If I don't have it, this is called goyim le momen. It's not a real momen. For me, it causes momen. Again, we'll have to see if this is called goyim le momen, or it's not called goyim le momen from our sugya. The Gemara speaks in Daf Choftes, another case of goyim le momen. Hekdesh has chometz in Pesach. Now Hekdesh doesn't have to burn chometz, there's no baliro, there's no person. So the chometz stands there. Now someone goes in Pesach and burns down the chometz of Hekdesh. Hekdesh tells him, listen, after Pesach we could have sold it. We don't have baliro. You're right, we can't sell it, there's no market now. But after Pesach, chometz of Hekdesh is not also banor after Pesach. So we could have sold it after Pesach. So it's goyim le momen. He says, yeah, but when I burned it, it was Isur HaNoe. So he takes this, yeah, but for us, after Pesach, it's worth money. It's called Goyim LeMomen. These are cases that we'll have to see what is called Dovar HaGoyim LeMomen. In our case, the Chometz belongs to the Goy. Now no one else is burning it. We're speaking on myself. I'm Oiver Bali Roe because by me it's Goyim LeMomen. Why? Because if it gets lost, I have to give something else to the Goy. Or if it dies, I have to give something else. This is the sugya of goyim le momen. And the Gemara class of dover goyim le momen kemomen domi, alav kemomen domi. The fact that it could cause me to pay if it's not there, and save me not to pay if it's there, this is goyim le momen. As a machlekes of dover goyim le momen kemomen domi, alav kemomen domi. And that is two lishness. First, the Gemara says if it's kemomen domi, everything is glad. It's lav kemomen. The Gemara says, "Yeah, but you have exeris hakosuf." We asked, Ari, we have a pasuk either way. Why the Gemara didn't ask? Mishnah Basra Taki speaks it out. He says, Bishnei Melavkim Vamedomi, I understand why I need a pasuk. And if it's Vamedomi, why I need a pasuk? And the Gemara answers Epes, and the second we'll see what the Gemara answers. So, Bepashtus, when you would learn the Gemara, the fact that that could cause money, like the case that I told you in Chometz, that causes me money that I could pay, so I'm asking the guy that burned the Chometz, pay me. You're right that it was not real money, but it was Goyim Lamamen. You have in the Rambam, and I was like, I have a shtar. Shtar is ain't Gufer Mamen. But without the paper, I can't collect the money. You burn it, you cost me, I have some money. So you go, this paper by me is Goyim Lamamen. With that shtar, I could collect my money. Without the shtar, I can't collect the money. You're right that ain't good for a moment, but it's goyim lemoment. So our sugya is one of the sugyas of goyim lemoment that we have to buy it. Ois, what is called goyim lemoment, what is not called goyim lemoment. But the Gemara didn't have to say, Amarov, Kevon dilu mitva mitbar boyu shlumi kidi lechoyin domi. He adds a couple words. Kevon dilu migna filu mitbar birshu saichu koi. And then the end of the sugya. Kevon dichi isa behede lav birshu seikoi. So Rabbi Chananel builds up from these words birshu saichu koi that the Gemara means a whole different zach. What means birshu saichu koi? I want to leave this diyuk, but Hashem tomorrow will miyashiv this diyuk. Mishuma, the Gemara doesn't say directly, stam val, it causes money to me, so it's called that I have shavius inside it, so it's mine. The noise if it's mine or not mine. Shtech is birshusai chukoi. The noise is not birshusai chukoi. Chanan says epes here. Ma'am Chalav says epes here. The Gemara is saying epes of pshat. In these words, Bushu Saichu Koi. The Gemara is not stam. We have to know what it means. We have to know what it means. I want to go back to Ikar Divrei Gemara. So Lishnekame said that Leman the Omar Dovar Agoyim Lemomen Kemomen Domi our Sugi is good. It's called Goyim Lemomen. If it's Onsim Gneve, we have to see later what case. It's called Goyim Lemomen. But the man of Malavki Mamen Domi, why he chayiv? So the Gemara is Exeres HaKosuf. Then the Lishne Basra says Fakert. Hai Nichel Leman the Omar Dovor Agoyim Lemomen Lavki Mamen Domi. Hai Nu Deitz Terich Lo Yimotz. Elo Leman the Omar Kemomen Domi Lo Yimotz Lo Mori. And the Gemara answers. Look good in the Gemara. Itz Terich. Sal Kedaito Amine Hoil וכי איסה הודר בעיני לא ברשו סקוי קומשמל. What is the answer? What is the answer? Forget about ברשו סקוי. What is the answer? Am I, if it gets stolen, I have to pay? So what if it's בעיני, I could give it back? What is the שייכס? Verstehen. It's a sugi of goyim lemomen. We don't know why, but we make sense to us the idea that by me it causes money, it's worth for me. So it's one thing, worth for me, pay me if you burned it. Yeah? Pay me if you burn my shtar, pay me if you burn my chometz, pay hegdash. I have a right to sue you, pay me. And also, it's mine, enough to be able bali roe bali motze. Right? But I'll put it in two steps. The three gemaras that I told you, burning chometz. Burning chometz shel hegdash, burning a shtar. There I'm asking you, I'm suing you, you caused me a damage, I will call it more from grome, by me, this item is a goyrem lemomen. Our sugya goes one more step, that item not only is goyrem, causes me money, it's like it's mine. I don't know if it would reach it to be mine, to be yoytze in a esra yet, but it's mine, that is the sugya. So the Gemara says, why I need a pasuk? If that is the rule, that goyim lemomen kemomen, so why you need a pasuk? And the Gemara says, because in ise hodar be'eine, what does it tell us? Vile, if it will not get stolen, I'll give it back. But it's goyim lemomen. This is the sugya. I don't know what is goyim lemomen mean. But I need it, because if it gets stolen, I have to pay. It's called goyim lemomen. This is the sugya. And for the Gemara, you know why I need a pasuk here? Because Behainu. I'll give them a sholim. When I burn the chometz is not coming back anymore. So you cause me a damage. I burn the shtar, it's not coming back anymore. You burn the chometz, here, nothing happened really. So while it's around yet, so it's not called goyim lamamon. Frekt Rashi, so the Gemara hasn't but become another case of goyim lamamon. Someone steals a behemev hegdash. So the Gemara says it's called v'gunav mi beis ish v'loy mi beis hegdash. But while it's goyim lamamon because the guy is chayim be'achrayis, it's called v'gunav mi beis ish. So Rashi did also. Im isa be'ene, it goes to Hegdash. So Rashi, yeah, but now that it's stolen, it's not be'ene anymore. Look Rashi inside. Hoyl v'chi'isa hodar be'ene, hu gufe lemore be'ene, v'ze adayin loy neva, v'chi'oma Reb Shimon la'i eichad e'en oy be'ene, ki goyin gabi gonav kol shimsho yu abayim chayovim b'achayusu, yoma Reb Shimon, ava pishen keifo le'egdash, the kaven that the chayev ba'achrayus reyu karinan bei the hugoram loyli his chayev moment. I have to steal from my friend, not from Hegdash. It's called my friend. I it's Hegdash. While it causes my friend to pay money, it's called my friend. But it's bei. No, now that it's stolen, my friend has to pay. So, goyim lemomen has to be the words of Rashi that it caused it already. You burned the chometz, now I have to pay you goyim lemomen. You took my chometz that was goyim lemomen. This was goyim lemomen to me. You burned the chometz of Hegdash, it's goyim lemomen to Hegdash. You burn the shtar. Masha'ik in here, you write that if it will disappear, it will cause money, or because man it did not happen, what is that for that? What is the hesber? We need goyim lemomen kemomen, dummy. We don't know what it is yet. This is what we're going to learn. What is the avonah of the sugi of goyim lemomen kemomen, dummy? But that is the sugi. Zog di gemara, but valim ise beheine, it goes back. You could choylek and Reb Shimon and say goyim lemomen is lafke momen. I don't have a problem. I don't agree with it. But Reb Shimon says goyim lemomen is kemomen. If I stole the show from you, while if the shtor is not dear, you have to give a different show. So even that it's hegdish, it's called mibeis reyu. It's called my friends. Oh, but it's only when it's stolen, zok Rashi. Kozman, I didn't steal it. It's not. So the achronim are nechlag. Komash malon lo yimotze. What is the pshat? So now lo yimotze is a gilui and evi kol agoyrem lemomen kemomen even b'chayigavne? Or no? Bekol atirikul agoyrem lemomen is only if lesser be'ine. Only in our case in chometz it's different. It's a gilui now that goyim lemomen doesn't have to be stolen and then it's called goyim lemomen. What is the case? So the Ktzeis HaChoshen and Simon Shin Peivov, the Ktzeis brings down a Gemara. And Irani Dachas. He brings from his son. The aloch in Ir HaNidachas, you killed the whole city, you burned down the whole city. That's the aloch of Ir HaNidachas. Hoyu b'kotshi kodoshim v'kotshi mizbeach yumusu. Zog the Gemara, why? B'kotshim shechayim b'achre yuson v'reb shimani. Zog Rashi. Hilkach le'inyan Ir HaNidachas, it's called the money of the people of the Ir HaNidachas. And the mainly we kill it. We don't kill it because it's not covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we put it in the side. Iru Achi Istavu, but Batsam we kill it. Either it was stolen or the animals are walking around. The animals are walking around. It didn't cause the other damage. So why you kill it? It's goyim lemamon. It's called mat. No, it's Hashem's. If it will get lost, I will have to give a different one. We see that even if it's around. While if it gets lost, it's called mine, so it's mine. Frek de Ktsois, an argument state that Goyrim Lemamin is only when it was Goyrim Lemamin already. When I burned it and now I have to pay different money, oh, it's Goyrim Lemamin. Oh, but if it's around and I took chometz, just if it will get lost, we don't, again, we have to understand why. What is the difference if I burned it or not? But if it's potential Goyim Lemamin, it's not called a Goyim Lemamin. This is what the Gemara says by us. So again, if you learn Pshat Zog Doinig Yontif, then the Maskonas Lo Yimotze is a Gilui and Evi Goyim Lemamin Kemamin, that this is called Goyim Lemamin. It's a Gilui. This is called Goyim Lemamin. But if we say it's not a Gilui that this is called Goyim Lemamin, and Goyim Lemamin it's only if it's lesser Beinig. Like it's Meduik and Rashi. That Goyim Lemamin is only if it's lesser bein. Frek Diktsoi, so why Legabe Irani Dachas? It's different. Hoyubo, Hikshavni Agoyim Mora Yosef Berch. Mohada Amrinen, Hoyubo Kochi Kochi Mizbeach, Yomusu, Porich, Vaba Yomusu, Yiro Achi Istavu. So the Gemara of Shimon in Oma Momon Bailim, who Pirish Rashi, Ilkach Le'in Yanir Ani Dachas, Nami Momon Bailim, who Vedanin Lefi Cheret, Kishar Be'emes. Ari Muchach De Afilu Yise Be'ene, Ko Oma Reb Shimon, Kimon, Vetzorich Yim. This is the Ktzoyis Kashi. The second Kashi, he brings down the Gemara of Bobekamet. The Gemara says, the fear of Shimon. So there again, it makes sense to kill it. If it's called Baliroe, it makes sense to kill the Irani Dachas. I think that is easy to understand. The next case, you have a Shoshal Hegdish, but the fear of Shimon, you chai b'achrayis, right? The show went and he was mazik someone. You have to pay? What? If the shul gets lost, I have to give a different one. I have to pay. The shul is around. We see again that the aside of Reb Shimon makes sense, even if it's not lost. So we have, again, we have argument that it didn't get lost, and the Gemara says, violet goes back, we don't say Goyer in a moment. We don't understand. No one says you're the Hezbo. Again, we don't know what this Goyim Lemamin means, but we understand that Valet causes me money, it's called mine, and Mele, it's considered Keilu I have a Shaychus. So the Gemara, if it's Issa Be'ene, it's different. So if Salkedai Tochamine and the Gzera Sakosuf says that that Svore is not, so that Svore is behind us, I don't know what was the Svore, and everything else is good. But if we say no, that is a starke Svore. That if it's Issa Be'ene, you don't say Goyim Lemamin, only when it caused it already. Then we say Goyim Lemamin. We have to understand. Frek Diktsois. So the Tzlach learns, the Maskona is all over. We learn out from here, and the Yontef says, we learn out from here, Lekol HaTirikulo. So then everything is glad. Then everything is glad. But the Ktsois learns, no. It's only a Svore and Chometz. But Bekol HaTirikulo, we don't say, if Hodar Be'ena, we don't say Goyim Lemamin. This is what the Gemara says by us. Frek Diktsois Peshem Bnoi from Irani Dachas. Second Kashi asks from the Tesefta. A third Kashi he brings down the Achoyim, brings down the Magim and the Ktsois. The Gemara says, Eino Noya Lehegdash. But the Gemara says, if it's the fear of Shimon, that he chai b'achrayes, so yes, I know. Again, it's Issa Be'ene. So these are the kashas of the Ktzitz. So the Sfas Emes says a teretz. The Sfas Emes wants to answer the Ktzeis Kashe, why in all of these three Gemoras, Irani Dachas, when the Shor is Negeach, even if Isa Beheine, Goyrem le Momen ke Momen Domi. And in our Gemara state that it's Lav ke Momen Domi. Zog the Svasemes. Side Svore. Says in all these three Gemoras, and this Svore is against Rashi by Yosput. The hell of that it's against Rashi. The owner had a cow, and then he became Ira Nidachas. Goyrem le Momen ke Momen, it's his cow. He had a cow, it went and was Negeach. You write his Hegdish, go to the moment, come on, and it's his. He wants to sell it, I know it, it's his. Aye, it's Bain, but if it gets lost, he will lose, it's called Goyim Lemom. Our Gemara steht nicht das ein. Says, our Gemara, the Chometz was never his, belongs to the Goy. Right? Never his. To become his chometz, then kol valim isa beheine, it goes back to the goy, it doesn't turn to be his. Again, we will have to understand the svole. We will have to understand the svole. But I wonder if we will have the tzusa de shmaise, because that will be preseach she'orim. But this is what Sfasemes says by us. Zog the Sfasemes, in the three cases that we bought, is a person that has a shoy and he's magnishin. Now, if it gets lost, he has to pay. So we say the show stays his, because it's going to Mamet. The show is Negeach, it stays his, because the show is going to Mamet. Masha'enkin b'chometz that is not his, we want it to become his, because if it gets lost, he will have to pay to the guy. That Val, he will have to pay to the goy, but lemaisa now it's not his yet. Then we say calls manim isa beinei hodal b'meira. He's not connected. Only when it got lost and it caused the money, then we say is nisgale that it's his. So the val when the pesach advarim we have to have. Remember we have three shittas. If it's oynes gneve ve'aveide b'shem mechinam. Then we have an interesante Rambam that was mechadish, that even if it's not a real Kabbalah Sachayis, the guy could force me to take it. It's called Kabbalah Sachayis. Very shmer. Then we had the Diyukim in Loshana Gemore. Instead of saying it's Goyrem Lemomen, because if I will have to pay, Bemele it's like mine, and I'm Oiva Bali Roy Bali Motze, the Gemore adds twice, Birshusai Chukoi, Birshusai Chukoi. And then we had the Oren Pshata Gemore that it's Mashmal Lishnekame. The Gemore says, "Go the moment, come moment, Dami is good, but you need a pasuk." And the Gemore doesn't have a problem. She only asks what the Ozman the Amon. She answers, "He has a pasuk." But how the Gemore understands Lishnekame? What would be the Avone? That we need noch a hesber. We need noch a hesber on that. And then we said we have a machlekes achoinim of lemaskone. The yesod of isa beine is an every goyim lemomen. That even if it's isa hodar beine, we say goyim lemomen kemomen domi. Or the next, because atei kula is lav kemomen, and it's only a gilu here. And Rashi is mashma that because atei kula is lav kemomen. He asks a kasha from gneiv and babikame. Let him to answer that the gemara and babikame is after the maskone here. Mashma in Rashi that lemaskone. Goyrim lemomen is lavke momen if it's hodah beheime. Only chometz. Freg the ktseis from three gemorets. The Sfasemes has a teretz. Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into the mamakim of the sukkah.